Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today, we're going to talk about genealogy and small towns, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, I came across an interesting little article talking about how basically, when you think about it, everybody in this country came from someplace. And when we think about genealogy, often we think about, you know, taking the great trek across to Europe, to Norway or Germany or whatever.
Sure.
And but actually in America these days, an awful lot of people who now live in cities, their ancestors came from small towns.
Mm-hmm.
Someplace off in rural America. And those towns, you know, weren't necessarily that small to begin with, and now they've gotten smaller, mm-hmm. you know, as the great out-migration continues. But there are some small towns across the country that have really kind of grasped this idea that people might want to come back and look up the records, the old family records in the local church or in the courthouse. And they're really trying to capitalize on that now.
So you mean like almost like a tourism thing in a way, although it's connected to genealogy?
Yeah, well, you think about it, genealogy is really one of the, it's probably the hottest hobby right now. It's growing really fast. Yeah,
okay.
People are really fascinated with their family roots right now. And you have all sorts of websites popping up that are helping people find their family trees. And of course, the next logical step then is, you know, where did my grandparents come from?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and when you go to small towns and, you know, provided the courthouse hasn't burned down or anything, which happened with my family about 100 years ago. You know, they'll still have a treasure trove of records there. And of course, you have all the baptismal records at the mm-hmm. church and things like that. And it's a great hunting grounds for people who are trying to look up their past.
I would imagine even like land records and things like that, where you might be able to find out where the old farmstead
absolutely.
Was.
Absolutely, titles like and all things, all sorts of things. There was all housed at the local county courthouse.
That would really, you know, when you think about it, that would be something that would be very tangible way to look at your family's history, your family past.
Absolutely, and when you think how much more interesting history can be to your kids when they find out that, you know, great grandpa so-and-so was in the Civil War or, you know, fought in the, you know, in the Revolutionary War or even something like that. It was a very interesting article, and it really talked about how people are coming back to rural America to find out their roots.
And that's a bonus for rural America.
Absolutely.
So, and rural Minnesota. Well, that's a fascinating topic. I really appreciate you sharing that with us. And we'll have something just as scintillating for next week. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.